আলামিন ওয়াসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলা সাইয়্যিদিল আম্বিয়া ওয়াল মুরসালিন আম্মা বা'দ ফাআউযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম সলাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলাইকা ইয়া রাসূলুল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া হাবিবাল্লাহ সলাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলাইকা ইয়া নাবিয়াল্লাহ ওয়া আলা আলিকা ওয়া আসহাবিকা ইয়া নূরাল্লাহ Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are once again here presenting the program Ar-Ghawth-e-Azam. In this program, we hear about the Seerah of Ghawth-e-Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. In today's episode, we're going to discuss the role of Ghawth-e-Azam in spreading the Islamic knowledge. Especially, we'll try to discuss the scholarly status of Ghawth-e-Azam, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, and tremendous expertise he had in different sciences by the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before we continue our program, let's listen to the excellence of reciting Durud-e-Pak. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when Thursday comes, Allah Almighty sends angels who have silver paper and gold pens, and they write who recites salat upon me in abundance on Thursday and the following night. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madin Channel, if we want to be fortunate that the angels write our names with silver pen and on paper made of gold, then we should recite Durud-e-Pak in abundance on the day of Thursday and on the night. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, not only will attain the blessing in this dunya, but we'll also attain the blessing in Qabr and in the hereafter as well. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the previous episode, we heard that once Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh went to a jungle and a bull called out that, oh Abdul Qadir, you're not born for this. Then he took the permission from his mother and set out for Baghdad to attain Islamic knowledge. Here, a beautiful point has been mentioned that when Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh reached Baghdad, by the blessing of Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, it began to rain. Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh arrived in Baghdad to attain Islamic knowledge and became engaged in attaining Islamic knowledge. Not because attaining Islamic knowledge is compulsory for every Muslim. Rather, he started to attain knowledge because it also heals spiritual diseases and it is the best path of abstinence. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh had already memorized the Holy Quran. In fact, when he was born, he had memorized 18 parts. I mean, he memorized the 18 parts of the Holy Quran in the womb of his mother. It is narrated at the age of 5 years, when he sat before a pious saint for the ceremony of Bismillah, he recited, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim and bismillahir rahmanir rahim and started Surah Al-Fatiha and recited 18 parts. That saint said, son, recite more. He said, I remember only this because my mother also remembered the same. When I was in the womb of my mother, she would recite it and I would memorize it by listening to it. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, what a great miracle of Huzur Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that he memorized the Holy Quran, the 18 chapters of Holy Quran, by listening to his mother while he was in the womb of his mother. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are discussing the education of Ghawth-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. When he started getting education in Baghdad, since he had the importance of knowledge in his heart, he constantly visited the scholars and shuyukh there. He studied the science of jurisprudence with senior jurisprudents and got a command of it. Similarly, he got the education of hadith from the great scholars of that time who were experts in the science of hadith. Similarly, he attained many sciences from the senior scholars of his time and got a perfect command of those arts. He studied Sufism with Sheikh Abu Yaqub ibn Ayyub rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Thus, he completed the education of all auxiliary sciences from the great scholars of his time and he worked very hard in attaining Islamic knowledge. Allah Almighty gave him the reward of his effort that he became a great Islamic scholar and mufti of his time. He was incomparable with respect to knowledge. Allama Abdul Wahhab Sha'rani rahmatullahi ta'ala quotes that Allama Muhammad Halbi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, Ghawse Azam Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala used to make a speech on 13 sciences. He further says, in the madrasa of Ghawse Azam, people would study commentary, hadith, jurisprudence, and the science of beliefs with him. He would teach all these sciences before Zuhr, whereas after Zuhr, he would teach the Holy Quran in different types of recitation. Abu Muhammad al-Khashab Nahavi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, I used to learn the science of Nahav during the days of my youth. At that time, I would hear about his attributes from many people, that he would make quite an eloquent and rhetorical speech. Therefore, I was fond of listening to his speech, but because of having no time, I could not attend it. Hence, once I arrived in his gathering with some people, he turned to me and said, if you remain with us, we will make you the sibaway of the time. I agreed with him, and from that time, I began to remain present in his great court. In a short period of time, I got from his great court what I could not get till this age. I thoroughly memorized the rulings of Nahav and the science of logic and other sciences which I had not learned till then. Sheikh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dehelvi rahmatullahi ta'ala quotes a narration regarding his scholarly brilliance that one day a reciter recited a verse of the Holy Quran in his gathering. In the commentary of that verse, first he stated one meaning, then stated second meaning, then the third meaning. He kept stating until he stated 11 meanings of this verse according to the knowledge of the attendees, and then described other meanings which were 40 in number. And in order to support every reason, he presented scholarly evidences, and with every meaning he stated its reference. All the attendees became surprised at the description of his scholarly evidences. Hafiz Ahmad Baghdadi Bandalji rahmatullahi ta'ala said to the author of Bahjatul Asrar, one day, your father and I arrived in the gathering of Sheikh Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala. He stated one meaning in the commentary of a verse. I asked your father, do you know this meaning? He said, yes. Then he rahmatullahi ta'ala stated another meaning. I asked your father again, do you know this meaning? He said, yes. Then he rahmatullahi ta'ala stated one more meaning. I asked your father again, do you know this meaning? He rahmatullahi ta'ala stated 11 meanings. And each time I would ask your father, are you aware of this meaning? So he would say that he was aware of those meanings until he, meaning Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, stated 40 meanings, which were extremely superb. After 11 meanings, your father would say about each meaning, I am not aware of these meanings. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel. How expert Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala was in the commentary of the Holy Quran. When one verse was recited before him, he stated so many meanings of that single verse. From this, we can also gauge his interest and fondness for the Holy Quran. To what a great extent he had an interest in the Holy Quran, where he would recite the Holy Quran. At the same time, he would also study the commentaries to understand its meaning and purpose. It is quite difficult to explain one verse in this manner at a time. But it's a pity that our condition is quite odd. Let alone understanding the Holy Quran and reading its commentaries, we are even deprived of reciting the Holy Quran daily. Alas, today, we could not keep our connection with the Holy Quran as it should rightfully be. Our pious predecessors, rahimahumullahu ta'ala, would recite the Holy Quran throughout the night. In fact, it is stated about some saints that they would recite the complete Quran in one night. I wish that we would also get this passion and fondness of recitation of Holy Quran. My dear viewers of Madani channel, make the intention that I will recite the Holy Quran daily. Inshallah, azawajal. Try to fix some time for it. Inshallah, azawajal. If we remain connected with the Holy Quran, we'll get rid of our discomfort and we'll attain internal comfort. Inshallah, azawajal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to recite the Holy Quran daily. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, when the fame of knowledge of Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala spread in faraway cities from amongst the senior jurisprudents of Baghdad, 100 jurisprudents came to test him. Each of jurisprudence came with complicated and difficult issues. When all of them sat down, Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala bowed his head and a ray of light emerged from his blessed chest, which hit the chest of all those jurisprudents. Because of that ray, the jurisprudents forgot all the questions which they had brought, and all of them became very worried. All of them yelled loudly and threw their turbans. After that, Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala sat on the chair and gave the answer to the questions which their scholars had brought with them. After that, all the jurisprudents acknowledged his knowledge, excellence, and brilliance. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah Almighty blessed our Ghawsi Azam with such great expertise in different sciences and skills that Sheikh Mawfiquddin rahmatullahi ta'ala states, when Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala went to Baghdad, Ghawsi Azam had become the center of knowledge, pious deeds, and fatwa. When students would come to him to study, they would no longer need to study with anybody else because he was great center of science and skills. The son of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala states, the Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala did teaching and fatwa writing from 528 AH to 561 AH. That is for 33 years. Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala would answer any question correctly on the spot. Even the senior scholars of that time would accept his fatwa, and nobody dared to say anything against the fatwa of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, because that fatwa would be so authentic that there would remain no room to contradict it. Imam Abdul Wahhab Sha'arani rahmatullahi ta'ala states, when the fatwa of Sayyidina Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala would be presented to the scholars in Iraq, those scholars would become surprised at the ability of our Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala, and they would say, he is the pure who blessed Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala with such scholarly abilities. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, from all these accounts, it is clear that where Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala was the center of worship and piety and a wali of Allah Almighty, at the same time, he was a great Islamic scholar and an expert of different sciences and skills and mufti of Islam. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, Allah Almighty has blessed us with the love of the great personality, Ghawsi Azam, who is not only a great scholar and mufti, rather he is a wali of Allah Almighty. In fact, he is the chief of awliya. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, today we learned about the expertise of Ghawsi Azam in sciences and skills and his scholarly status. May Allah Almighty bless us with knowledge and good deeds by virtue of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and keep us associated with his awliyas. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Ghawsi Azam rahmatullah alayhi. آب الغوث يا زم رحمة الله عليه آب الغوث يا زم رحمة الله عليه